Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yep, it's February 17th today, 2025. Sadie is laying on the desk and we are ready to go. If you'd like to see her for a minute, there she is. Hello to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. I'm sorry I'm late. It has been a weekend and I will explain to you, but Chris, I have played Nurse Amanda all weekend because Chris has been fighting off some type of infection. And let me tell you something, men are babies when they get sick. I don't know how else to say it, but they can be. And so it has been a weekend and a half. I'll talk about it a little bit, but hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Let's see, we have breaking news too. So please share this because the first thing I'm going to get into is some very serious breaking news that prophetically is the continuation of what is being put out right now, basically, by the hands of very corrupt people and the kingdom of darkness. So hello to those in Florida, Orlando, Georgia, Texas, East Malaysia. Hello to our friends across the world in East Malaysia coming in. Let's see who else is here. Virginia, California, Hawaii. Hello, Ohio, New Jersey. You people are special drivers in New Jersey, and you love your leopard print, and you've got your own unique accent, and we love you for it. Okay, El Salvador, Toronto, stay, because we got to talk about Toronto and what happened today. Dominican Republic, hello, Bronx, New York, hello to my friends in the Bronx, New York, my stomping ground. Canada's coming on, please, everybody in Canada who's coming on, share right now, because we got something very serious to talk about today that happened in Canada that prophetically ties to what is going on now and what's coming in our nation. And so please, if you can right now, share this broadcast. I'm going to talk about it in a few minutes here. Queens, New York. Hello to our friends in the boroughs in Queens, Michigan, Dallas, Fort Worth, Westchester County. That's where I was a hedge fund accountant, actually, when I first came out of college. Harrison, New York in Westchester County. Let's see who else. Let's see, Vancouver Island. Yep, a lot of Canada coming in right now. Brooklyn, New York, more boroughs coming in. And so many others jumping on. I see Las Vegas as well. So hello to everybody jumping on to our Sadie. People are saying hi to you in the chat. Can you say hi to them? Sadie says hi. Would you like to hear her purr for a minute into the microphone? Because she's just so happy right now. And hello to our Ark of Grace team, our moderators. Thank you for helping us do what we do.
45 is equal to 47.
Do you hear this? Oh my gosh. Sadie activated the audio on the notes. You are not being very good today. Did you hear that? She activated the audio on the notes. Apparently there's an audio feature on Microsoft Word, and Sadie and her body, she just flew herself on the keyboard and that's what got activated. So you're going to know in a moment. So Sadie kind of did a teaser there, what that means for what we're going to talk about. So yep, Sadie is already causing trouble. We're not even 5 minutes into the broadcast. So hello, hello. We're going to open up in prayer and then I'm going to get right into this breaking news, and we're going to go into this very serious time of reformation in the nation and in the church. It is literally running parallel. It is happening at the same time. It is a phenomenon in history right now that is happening after centuries of it not happening. We are seeing it actually collide together in this cataclysmic craziness that is happening at the moment, because we got seven planets aligning in the heavenlies at the end of February while we see these things going on in the United States of America, in the nations, and in the church. So let's open up in prayer, and then we will get into everything we have to talk about tonight, because it's quite a bit. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day. Father, just asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, we just ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God. We all fall short of your glory, Father God. Lord, the word of God says the righteous man sins 7 times a day. Father, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, and that your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was sent to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished," at Calvary. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Father God, we honor that immense sacrifice before you this day as we come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, Father God. Welcoming in your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place, into this office, into this broadcast, into this property, Father God. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your might, your power, and your presence now move, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Lord, just let your glory fall and mightily go forth, that the Holy Spirit, the counselor, would go forth and minister, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Father God, as we mightily go forth tonight, that you would go before us, be our front and rear guard. Fill us, Lord, fill me, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let nothing pass through my mouth, Lord, that doesn't pass through your throne first. And allow us, Father God, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, harm, strategy, sabotage that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, puppets, agents, weak willing vessels, and the like would attempt, Father God, against this broadcast, against this place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it now. We command in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, it be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, rendered powerless, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas, Lord, you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in this place. Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father God. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth. Without your breath of life breathed into us, Father God, you are ever present. You are omniscient, omnipotent, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, holy and perfect in all of your ways, Lord. And Father, we welcome you to have your way above all tonight, and that your name would be glorified above all tonight, Father God. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Good thing we got through that prayer without Sadie doing something, because she's on a roll tonight. Welcome to everybody who's jumping in right now. Here she is. Yep, here she is. The little troublemaker's on the desk. And Esther, is she still? Oh, yeah. Esther is curled up in a ball. Hold on. There's Esther right now. She looks like a hairy donut right now, like she's all curled up in a perfect round circle in the bed. Cyrus has been coming in and out of here as well. So if you could share this right now, because we have breaking news to get into something. This just gets cray cray by the minute. I don't know what else to say. We're going to get into the Reformation. We're going to get into what's happening in the church and the political arena right now, because there is one of the greatest reformations happening right now in centuries that has intersected with the political arena and with the church, and the two have aligned, and it's happening simultaneously. Now, something happened today that is by no accident, I don't believe, which is terrible. Let's put it up, and I'm going to break this all down for you, and then we're going to get into the other part of tonight, because this was breaking news. I saw this about 20 minutes or so before I got on. Emergency crews on scene after plane crashes and flips upside down at Toronto airport. Now, wait till you hear how much is involved in this? Because this is in a string of crashes lately. So in that last word of the Lord I delivered last week, if you didn't watch it, please go watch it. I delivered it Thursday evening. The Lord had talked about a meeting that happened at the DNC back in August, and a crash clause was put in this meeting to trigger crashes of all different kinds. And so basically, we are seeing this happen, but the day it's happening, there is a very clear message attempting to be sent. So this is what it says. There were several injuries after a Delta Airlines flight from Minnesota crashed and caught fire upon landing in Canada Monday. Delta Airlines flight 4819, operated by Endeavor Air, crashed while landing at a snowy Toronto Pearson International Airport in Canada around 2:45 p.m. Mark that time, local time. Now, it happens today. Today is President's Day. First of all, the plane was flipped. First of all, you have a Delta plane, which symbol is Delta, right? Which is part, I guess, of the Greek system. Triangle is flipped upside down on its logo. And look at that. I'm going to show you something right now, real time. All you could see is the D-E-L on Delta, and backwards it says lead. Backwards, it says lead, and the plane is flipped upside down. Now, let me show you the significance of what has happened today. First of all, today is President's Day in the United States of America. So this plane leaves Minnesota, and we'll say why that's significant in a moment, crashes at Pearson, Toronto Airport on President's Day of all days. Now, it crashed at 2:45 p.m. 2 + 45 = 47, which is the presidency Donald Trump currently holds on President's Day. It was flight 4819. 1948 is within 4819, which is the year Israel became a nation and the year of the Arab-Israeli war. And that's what we see being fought right now and what's happening over in the Middle East after Donald Trump announces the U.S. is taking over Gaza. Interestingly enough, April 8th, 2019, since it was flight 4819, the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps is designated a complete terrorist organization by Mike Pompeo. The plane took off from Minnesota, where Tim Walz was the governor, who also was the VP candidate with Kamala Harris in the 2024 election. It crashes in Canada, where Trudeau keeps saying he's going to resign, and President Trump keeps saying Canada is going to make a great 51st state. It was Pearson, Toronto Airport. Pearson was the 14th Prime Minister of Canada. The 14th president of the United States happened to be a man by the name of Franklin Pierce. So Pearson and Pierce, Pierce the son. Just keep that in mind. Pearson and Pierce, Pierce the son. He lost his VP a month after he was sworn in, actually. And Pierce also means to puncture. And then you have Pearson, like Pierce the son. Now, Pierce was a Northern Democrat who believed that the abolitionist movement was a fundamental threat to the nation's unity. And he alienated anti-slavery groups by signing the Kansas-Nebraska Act. Kansas is where the American Airlines American Eagle plane took off that was heading towards Reagan that collided with the Black Hawk helicopter. After Pierce's presidency, and he divided the nation even more. So Pierce ended up dividing the nation even more. Abraham Lincoln becomes president, and not long after that is the Civil War. So if we think on the surface this is a coincidence, none of this, I don't believe, is a coincidence. First of all, it is a horror that this is happening, but the desperation has mounted. First, they did American, then they did United, and now they've done Delta. And so Delta was the last one. And it's happened on President's Day. Pierce the sun. Yep, exactly. But on President's Day of all days, when that plane takes off from Minnesota, where Tim Walz was the VP candidate, at 2:45 p.m., 2 plus 45 is 47, which is the president number that Donald Trump currently is. I don't think this is any accident. I think this is a very ominous warning. And when the saints see this, when the ecclesia sees, when the ecclesia sees this, when the people of God see this, this is where you have to arise and pray and intercede. And us as the body of Christ start targeting our prayer like an arrow in a certain direction, because this is a war being fought on multiple fronts. You have the spiritual, you have the natural, but then you have it on in all a war being fought in subcategories within the nation. And so I don't think it's no accident that this happened the way that it did. So just keep that in mind. And I'm asking you to pray. We have a lot to go over. Givaderm is going to be on for the last 10 minutes of tonight, but we have a lot to get to before then. So these crashes keep happening surrounding presidents. All of them have so far. There's a very clear message being sent. And so we really have to pray right now. We really have to pray. So let's get into everything else. If more comes out about this, I did a short too. You could go watch it. I did a short and condensed it. And it's up on all our platforms. So when Reformation happens, because this is happening in the middle of Reformation. So as one of the largest reformations in the government of this nation and of the history of the church in this nation is happening, in Reformation, when Reformation happens, you get instability. You get crashes happening of systems. You get crashes of leadership, of church leadership, of national leadership, of department heads. You see all of this happening. So one of the, I'm going to go over a couple of things having to do with prophecy that's going to tie into the Reformation. Because Pam Bondi is taking names here and really just, you know, she's shot out like a cannon here. And we're going to put this up because this is the beginning of the end for the leadership of New York State. Why this is important is because you have events happening in tandem now, and the Lord has warned of that. When you see events happening in tandem in California and New York, and California, we saw what happened with the fires. We saw what happened with Gavin Newsom getting caught in all of that. Now he's in China trying to play president, by the way. He was just in China, which happens to be the year of the snake, by the way. And snakes hate fire. So just keep that in mind. Snakes and hate fire. In fact, when Paul was stranded on the island of Malta, I believe it was Malta, when a snake bit him, he shook it off into the fire. And they thought he was a god because he lived. And the Lord protected him from the venomous snake bite. But Paul shook the snake off into the fire. So this is going to be a year of fire because of what happened in China. And it's the year of the snake. Now, we're going to put this up about Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi announces charges against New York State officials over immigration. You're next. This came 4 days before what just happened today on President's Day. Pam Bondi has announced that the Department of Justice is suing the state of New York and more, saying New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today. Pam Bondi has declared that the Department of Justice has filed charges against the state of New York, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and State Attorney General Letitia James, who is the one who went on the witch hunt against Donald Trump for allegedly refusing to enforce federal immigration laws. Now, the definition of bond, because her name is Pam Bondi, The definition of bond is something such as a fetter, quarter, band that binds, ties, or fastens things together. A uniting force or tie. A link. And she certainly is taking a very broken Department of Justice and beginning to gut it and put it back together to function the way it should be. Now, I want to read to you before we get more into the Reformation, because this is part of it. This is part of the Reformation that's happening in the government right now. And then we're going to get into the Reformation in the church. So December 12th, 2019, we're going all the way back there. We're going back 6 years, almost 5.5 years. In a word from the Lord, this is what the Lord said. He said, a double portion. Now, what's interesting about that is this is the year 5785. So it's flanked by fives, which is double. So this prophecy back in 2019 was actually pointing at this year that we are in right now. A double portion, justice, the justice of Yahweh, Almighty God, shall be branded upon them. Branded is capitalized for all to see. Swift justice and divine justice, says the Lord of hosts, is coming to the wicked, to the ringleaders of a three-ring circus that is all pomp and no circumstance, says the Lord. As livestock is branded, says the Lord, I am branding my capital justice upon those who have attempted to disrupt and overthrow my authority, my plans, and my order, capital, says the Lord of hosts, this day. They shall be lifted up as in a tidal wave. T-I-T-L-E, not title, title, in a tidal wave, thinking their locking of arms shall do them good. However, I, the Lord God, am crashing that tidal wave down and breaking that chain, says the Lord. And there shall break out suddenly squabbling and disagreements within that party and within Washington to break the agreement, to weaken severely the enemy's power and his plans. For I, the Lord God, Jehovah, rule and reign. I am the righteous judge. And those who wanted to be Lord of the flies shall now be Lord of the dung, says the Lord, that they continue to spew forth from their mouths lie after lie, manipulation after manipulation. So he says they're going to be lifted up in a tidal wave, meaning all of their titles are going to get caught up in that. And then I, the Lord God, am crashing that title, T-I-T-L-E, wave down and breaking that chain. And that is what's happening. All of these people that have been hunkered down in the federal government for years are being lifted up in a tidal wave. And one of the largest reformations of the federal government that we have seen in decades, probably longer than that, is happening. That is from 2019, 12-12. You know why? Government and rule. 12 biblically represents government and rule. The Lord had me deliver this 12-12-2019. Let's see, 9-6-22. So September 6, 2022. Watch the monuments in New York City, how they are laid bare. Watch the courthouses, says the Lord, and the most recognizable of government buildings. Watch what comes forth from them. This was before the statue of Ishtar was put up. Watch as they attempt to conjure up arches and spirits as a major split occurs, as this split goes from New York City to the capital of New York, as foolish decisions and unholy agreements cause the seats to shake and a sudden overturning to occur, as there is a fault line that runs from New York to Washington, D.C., and it shall be triggered, says the Lord of hosts. Fault line has a dual meaning. It doesn't only mean a physical fault line like in an earthquake, it means a fault. Like you are liable, a fault line. And that is what's happening. Pam Bondi has triggered a fault line. The Lord is using her to trigger a fault line that is now running up Washington, D.C. to the capital of Albany, because New York, the capital of Albany, and New York City are the carotid arteries to Washington, D.C. And that is being dealt with in this time. May 5th, 2024. I want the attorney generals and the DAs and the governor of New York to take a good look down south at Fannie Willis. This is what I said. And at the Biden agenda that allowed the border crisis to bloom. For you and leadership in New York shall receive double what Miss Willis has received. Double for the thievery and the mocking and the trying to become governor yourself. He's talking about Letitia James, just as Haman wanted to be king. So there was the warning right there. The Lord was saying, take a good look. Take a good look at what was going on in Georgia, because you're going to receive double of that. And now a lawsuit has been filed against all of them. May 6, 2024, New York itself will catch freedom, says the Lord. It will, as Albany ruptures, says the Lord, and New York City is shaken and statues in high places fall. There shall be a spiritual awakening and reviving of calling on the name of my capital son, Jesus Christ. It will occur as they are set to bring another altar into New York to call on their gods for a victory in the fall. That altar is a warning, and if leadership in New York so allows it, that shall be their sealed certificate of removal. Just watch, says the Lord, for this shall affect the whole East Coast, says the Lord. And that is what's being triggered now. So all of this was pointing right at now what is happening with what Pam Bondi is doing and what the Justice Department is doing. And that this is an enormous reformation that is indeed happening. And I truly believe all of those universities in New York, NYU, Columbia, that was involved in all that anti-Semitic rhetoric, that was involved in all of spewing that filth, I believe that's going to be flipped in this time, and you will see revival break out on the campuses of New York. You will see the name of Jesus Christ lifted up on these campuses. You are going to see the fire of the Holy Spirit fall on these campuses, and that their heart of stones are going to turn to a heart of flesh, and a gentle, humble spirit is going to come forth out of these young adults that have been programmed. God is going to break that in this season, and that is part of the judgment and wage that has been exacted upon New York for what they have done to the young, for the blood that they have shed, for who they have targeted, for the persecuting spirit they allowed to operate through them. That is going to be part of their wage in this season. Now, June 8th, 2024, this was the political backdraft word that I delivered from Detroit, Michigan. And it says, their flesh has led, says the Lord, in such an escapade to hold on to and keep a grip on stolen property, says the Lord. This nation and land was given to me, says the Lord, the covenant, the promise made from New York. They have attempted to steal such pridefully capital. Steal such and put it in the house of their God, says the Lord. The nation needs to turn to me in an hour of tumult and uprising, says the Lord, and seek forgiveness. However, says the Lord, that is still my covenant, and those who have played the thieves for your God shall be thrown on their face in this hour and shall be powerless to protect you from the wage to be paid you for your sin. This is the last moments before the window of grace closes for such. Repent now, says the Lord, of your heinous deeds, for those who sit on the bench of power shall be weighed in this hour, and their briefcases and filing cabinets opened and searched, as it shall be smeared what riches their hands so took and what deals they made to the beast on the hill, and a department that has little to do with justice and much capital to do with justifying capital, their detestable behavior. So all of this was pointing at what we see happening now. Okay. August 29th, 2024. It talks about a change of the guard in New York to Washington, D.C. And then it says, Newsom on the West, Gavin Newsom, shall make news capital. Oh, he will, as he has gotten very sloppy with his dark deals, and it shall come forth in a way that crashes a wave upon his party. For I, the Lord, am shaking California and New York simultaneously. That is what we are seeing happen. This was back August 29th, 2024. We are now beginning to see New York, and California shake simultaneously. The state shall shift, the state shall sift, and judgment issues against the spirit that has kept a dark cloak over both. This is set to be torn, says the Lord, and the light of renewal and revival shall break forth in New York City. They shall cry out in the streets to the Lord. They shall cry out in LA, says the Lord, and San Francisco, and I, the Lord, shall answer. We are watching the beginnings of that happening in tandem. And at the same time, the reformation in the government is moving and going after those areas. Pam Bondi has these people set in her sights. January 16th, 2025. Thus says the Lord, the attorney generals on the coasts will fall, says the Lord. This year has been marked for their falls, for the ones on the East Coast are set to receive in full their wage for entertaining the serpent, attempting to usher in that blasphemous spirit of Ishtar and rob a nation of its inheritance. This shall be their road to Damascus year, says the Lord. For Damascus has fallen, Damascus has fallen. Mark this time, says the Lord, in the book of records. Damascus has fallen, and it is a trigger and an appointed time that those who have afflicted their own people in states and in nations are set to fall as lightning, says the Lord. Now, remember that. Remember that phrase. I want you to remember, are set to fall as lightning, because this is going to come up in a few minutes, says the Lord. Are set to fall, for I, the Lord, have set forth my capital army to put an axe to their pedestal and cause it to fall, says the Lord. New York, says the Lord. Massachusetts, says the Lord. Rhode Island, says the Lord. Washington, D.C., says the Lord. Georgia, says the Lord. The Delilahs. That spirit that influenced Delilah and Absalom is set to be judged, and the attorney generals and governors will fall in tandem, for they have attached themselves by a chain gang, and so they shall fall in tandem for what they have done. And now we see Pam Bondi has made her move against the heads of New York. Praise the Lord. Now, let's see what else here. Oh, this is a good, okay. April 7th, 2023. Last one. Thus says the Lord, the scale of justice, oh, how they have attempted to add false weight, false is capital, to tip the scales, says the Lord. They have attempted with every breath to manipulate the scales of justice. However, capital, says the Lord, all capitals, they cannot and will not touch my scales of justice, for I am the righteous judge, high and lifted up. I speak and it is, and they shall see that in this season, as their version of justice is flipped on them, as they find themselves entangled in scales of their own making, sticky scales, says the Lord, scales that are attached to Sheol and darkness, it shall consume them for daring to manipulate and propitiate what should not be. And says the Lord of hosts, a fracturing of the department of the Justice Department, a fracturing of the Justice Department for having too far a reach in matters that were not theirs to touch. A fracturing and splitting open of that department as they offer up the hollow puppets to save themselves. However, the trap they have set on the scales in this season will snap back on them, and their long capital arm shall be caught in this trap, and there will be no way to break free or unlink themselves from what they have so wickedly done. And then he goes on to call them wicked servants. And he says, in this season, your system shall be unraveled. So this is April of 2023. The Lord says, in this season, he's talking to the Department of Justice, your system shall be unraveled, holding justice hostage instead of carrying it out for you. Cater to the deranged, the mindless, the soulless, and the gutless. And that is who you have chosen to feed, capital, and pay to protest and fan the flames of your corroded justice. Payments right out of the Justice Department to groups, to individuals, to make a lot of noise. A microscope so shall be put to this. This is, capital, the season, and the coin of tender shall be revealed. The coin of tender, like USAID, like some crypto, That was April 7th, 2023. And the coin of tender shall be revealed. And this is what we see happening because the USAID scandal is tied to this reformation as well. So we're watching all of this, the great season of reformation and excavation that is going on right now in the government and in the church. Now, I told you to hold on to that lightning. They shall fall as lightning. January 16th, 2025, they're set to fall as lightning. Well, something very interesting happened in an article that I want to show you. Because something happens with reformation, and when there's a shakeup, and this is proof in the book of Ezra as well. I believe it's in the book of Ezra. We'll get into it. That those that look like they have good intentions that say, oh, we want to help you, really are the ones that are going to hinder you the most. And so there was an article that came out. And Laura Loomer in the article said something. She says something. She said something that I took note of. And she said, Elon Musk himself and Doge as an entity has become such a lightning rod. And she says, basically, Elon and several unvetted teenagers, I guess, are occupying White House facilities. But she said, Elon himself and Doge as an entity has become a lightning rod. Now, what did the Lord say January 16, 2025? Their own people in states and nations are set to fall as lightning, says the Lord. Are set to fall, for I, the Lord, have sent forth my capital army to put an axe to their pedestal and cause it to fall. I just found that interesting that it's being called a lightning rod. Who holds the lightning rod? To the Romans, the name of the false god is Jupiter. To the Greeks, it's Zeus. Same false god, same demon. Different names. This is what it's being equated to, a lightning rod. Satan fell as lightning from heaven. Jesus talks about it, seeing that happen. But Zeus holds the lightning rod, and it's a warning. That was a warning from the Lord when he said, set to fall as lightning. And it's interesting that that's the kind of verbiage Laura Loomer chooses to use of anything she could have chosen. And February 12th, 2025, which was just last week, in that word from the Lord, which is interesting, the Lord says, a warning, says the Lord, Doge has the word God in it. Backwards, it is E-God, as in electronic God, but it also stands for something else, which was pointed out to me today. And the Lord says, I am God, there is no other. Capitals. This department must walk circumspectly to not fall into becoming an electronic God to the people and causing them to err. Doge must stay in a narrow lane, says the Lord, because built within it is a capacity to cause the people to worship what is fallible. And says the Lord, if such happens, Doge will fracture where it will become more of a curse. This is the warning now, says the Lord. Heed it. Expose corruption while walking circumspectly, not to become false gods yourselves. The enemy is at your door. Do not, capital, do as Cain did and open such up and welcome in the destroyer. Okay. E-God, because that's Doge backwards, also stands for electric. And what is lightning? It's electric. So the warning is twofold here. When the Lord says you have to be careful not to become a false god yourselves, and she's using the term lightning rod, which is associated with Zeus, you begin to see what in a way is circling around Doge that has the capacity to send it in a very, very wrong direction. And this is what happens when a reformation happens. When a reformation and a shakeup happens, you see different players come in, all saying they want to help. And some of those people have been sent by God, and some of those people have been sent not by God, saying, oh, we're here to help. Oh, we're kind of like you. Oh, we believe kind of like you. And really, they are sent to actually hinder the work, not help it. They come looking like they're going to help the work, and actually, they hinder the work. Now, there's something from July 7th, 2021, I want to read, because we're touching on both the government and the church. It's happening at the same time. It's happening. It's intersecting, I believe, for the first time in centuries, this reformation that is happening in both the government and the church simultaneously, because God is dealing with the same issues. He is dealing with the same issues in the church in the United States of America and in the government at the same time. July 7th, 2021. There shall be tragedies. There shall be attempts that so happen, says the Lord, for they have opened the door, says the Lord. They have opened the door and welcomed the principalities in order to gain power and prestige. An infallible man-made position that is nothing but dirt and vanity and chaff in my eyes, says the Lord thy God, this day. For when I appoint leadership, there is the glory, says the Lord. There is the power, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, Ichabod has been written across the White House, says the Lord. Now, this is back in 2021. Ichabod has been written on the churches, says the Lord, for the glory has departed. For I, the Lord thy God, have removed my hand for a time in such a place in order to bring about events and purge and clean out the filth that is consumed the White House, that is consumed the churches in my house. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, there shall be a time, says the Lord, where my glory now touches down, and where that word Ichabod is removed, says the Lord, and it is cleansed, and where my glory touches down, not only in tangible ways, says the Lord, but will sweep across the nation in a wave. There shall be waves of my glory, says the Lord, that touch down on this nation, that touch down in DC, that touch down on leadership, that touch down on the gathering of the ecclesia and the body. For it is the people, says the Lord thy God, this day, according to your law, that are the ruling body. Meaning how the Constitution is written. It is the people and their voice who should be represented. And they have attempted to steal their voice, says the Lord. They have attempted to steal their faith. They have attempted to steal their resolve. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am filling my people with the resolve in this hour. I am filling my people with the resolve in this hour, says the Lord. Now, I read that for Ichabod, because Ichabod is about to come into play in a very large way here. So back in September, we entered the year 5785, a year flanked by fives, a double portion of grace, however that goes both ways, meaning a double portion onto those for their exploits as well. After the grace has thinned, they are receiving double for what they have done. So it's a double portion of grace for those who are within the will of God, and it is actually a double portion of what they're receiving for their exploits, because the grace has thinned. And you're seeing a season of Ichabod, where those who hung a banner of doing such for God's glory, the banner is being torn and the glory is departing. You're seeing that with the White House. The Lord said, Ichabod has been written across the White House. Ichabod has been written across the church. Why did the Lord say that? He said that because, now this is back July 7th, 2021. He says this because he was warning, we are coming into this season where the church and the government are going to go through the same things, are going to go through the same reformation, are going to go through that glory departing and that covering report, departing, and God removing his hand and allowing certain things to take place in order to force a reformation in the government and force it to a point of crisis in the church where a reformation is needed. And this is why this has happened. And so the Lord warns of this back in 2021. And so now we're seeing that season of Ichabod. We're seeing the effects of it. Now, where does that come from in scripture? Where does Ichabod come from? It comes from 1 Samuel 4:15 through 22. Now, Eli, house of Eli, he was the priest. His sons were corrupt. They did corrupt things to the people. They did corrupt things with the sacrifices. They were at enmity with God. And it says, now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim so that he could not see. The man said to Eli, I have come from the battle line. Indeed, I escaped from the battle line today. Eli said, how did things go, my son? The messenger replied, Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has also been a great slaughter among the people. Also, your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God has been taken. When he mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell off the seat backwards by the side of the city gate. His neck was broken and he died, for he was old and heavy. He had judged Israel 40 years. That is going to be a theme in the church. Those that have been doing it 40 years. Verse 19. Now his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was pregnant and was about to give birth. So when she heard the news that the ark of God had been taken and that her father-in-law and her husband had died, she kneeled down and gave birth because her labor pains began. Verse 20. And about the time of her death, the woman attending her said to her, do not be afraid, for you have given birth to a son. But she did not answer or pay attention. And she named the boy Ichabod, saying, the glory has left Israel, because the ark of God had been taken, and because of the deaths of her father-in-law and her husband. She said, the glory has left Israel, for the ark of God has been taken. When reformation happens, and a shaking, and a sifting, and a hard correction come, there is a shakeup. And Israel lost the ark, because their shepherds led them astray. The house of Eli led them astray. The house of Eli led them into doing things that were egregious to God. And they went into battle in violation of God's order. Hophni and Phinehas, two corrupt priests, carry the ark of God into battle when they themselves have been completely corrupted, and they are touching something that is holy, and they are bringing something that is holy into a battle that is out of order because they themselves have stepped out of order. And that is what we're seeing happen. And this is why we're seeing a reformation happen in the church and in the government at the same time. Because those that have gotten out of order, those that have taken the accursed things, those that have become corruptible, those that have put themselves at enmity with God, those that caused the people to err and do egregious things, those that led their departments astray, those that led their churches astray, in this time, then decided that they were going to go into battle out of order. That they were going to take what was holy and go into battle after they have caused the people to err. The Justice Department caused many people to err. Many of the churches right now, not all of them, have caused the people to err, have led the people astray, have led them ill-equipped into a battle with the ark of God. They're trying to bring the ark of God into a battle that is completely out of order. And so the Lord warned of this back in 2021, that this was coming. And this season now has intersected. This season of reformation, the great excavation, and Ichabod. All coming together in a very, very serious changing of the guard a very serious excavation, a very serious hard correction, a very serious realigning. It's all coming together. Now, Ezra talks about this. Ezra chapter 4, verses 1 through 7 says, "Now when the Samaritans, the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin, heard that the exiles from the captivity were building a temple to the Lord God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel, who is now the governor, and to the heads of the fathers' households and said to them, 'Let us build with you, for we seek your God and worship just as you do.'" Let us build with you because we're kind of just like you. "And we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us up here. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of the father's households of Israel said to them, 'You have nothing in common with us in building a house to our God. But we ourselves will together build to the Lord God of Israel, just as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us.'" Verse 4, "Then the Samaritans and the others of the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them to deter them from building, and hired advisors to work against them." And hired advisors to work against them. Advisors. Those are those in leadership positions in the church and in the Trump administration right now. Hired advisors to work against them to frustrate their plans during the entire time that Cyrus, king of Persia, reigned. There is the plan of the enemy right there. Get advisors hired to work against them to frustrate their plans during the entire time of the reign of Cyrus, during the entire time of the reign of Trump. Their plan? Get advisors in as quick as Pam Bondi and others are rooting them out, that will work against and frustrate the plans the entire time of the reign of Cyrus. Verse 4, "Then the Samaritans and others of the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them." What is going on right now? What do you think is going on with all these plane crashes? What do you think is going on with the chaos? What do you think is going on with what's happening in this nation? What do you think what's going on with the fear-mongering, with the prices of eggs and bird flu and all of this? "Then the Samaritans and others of the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and frightened them to deter them from building." Because first you excavate, you reform, and you build. "And hired advisors to work against them to frustrate their plans during the entire time that King Cyrus of Persia reigned. And this lasted even until the reign of Darius of Persia." Now, this right here is a cross-section of Donald Trump's two terms. Cyrus in the first term, Darius in the second term, and the advisors that are meant to frustrate their plans went into the second term, into Darius. And it's the same here. Donald Trump's first term, Cyrus. Second term, Darius. The people of the land and the advisors carried over to continue to frustrate the plans of the people. Now into the second term, which is Darius. Verse 6, "Now in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, the Samaritans wrote to him an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. Later in the days of King Artaxerxes, Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of their associates wrote to Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the text of the letter was written in Aramaic and translated from Aramaic. This is a copy of the letter which they sent to him. To King Artaxerxes from your servants. Look how they write that. Oh, we're your servants. We're on your side, king. The men in the region west of the Euphrates River, and now let it be known to the king that the Jews who came up from you have come to us at Jerusalem. They are rebuilding. Look how he put it. You think fake news is a new thing? Fake news is thousands of years old. They are rebuilding this rebellious and evil city and are finishing its walls and repairing the foundation. All they keep doing is calling what's going on at the border rebellious and evil for us wanting to protect our borders, rebuild the wall, and stop the wickedness from flooding in. They are rebuilding this rebellious and evil city and are finishing its walls. Are finishing its walls. What did Donald Trump say he was going to do in the second term? Finish the walls. And repairing the foundations. Now let it be known to the king that if that city is rebuilt and the walls are finished, then they will not pay taxes. That's kind of the argument they're making now. Oh, Donald Trump wants to rebuild the wall, repair the nation, and abolish the IRS. So this is a very ancient argument that the enemy has actually twisted now and reworked to fit a modern day dialogue. We'll pay no tax, custom, or toll, and the revenue of the kings will be diminished. Now, because we are in the service of the palace, and it is not proper for us to witness the king's dishonor, for that reason, we have sent word and informed the king, in order that a search may be made in the records, books of your father, and you will discover in the record books and learn that this is a rebellious city, damaging to kings and provinces, and that in the past they have incited rebellion within it. That is why that city was laid waste and destroyed. We are informing the king that if that city is rebuilt and its walls finished, it will mean that you will have no possession in the province west of the Euphrates. If they complete their work, you're going to lose possession. If they complete the work at the border, the cartels and the drug mules and the dignitaries of Mexico will lose possession. ISIS coming across the border, the Chinese nationals coming across the border will lose possession. We are informing the king that if that city is rebuilt and its walls finished, it will mean that you will have no possession. Then the king sent an answer to Rehum, the Persian commander, to Shimshai, the scribe, and to the rest of their colleagues who live in Samaria and in the rest of the provinces west of the river. Peace, greetings, and now the document which you sent to us have been translated and read before me. I have issued a command and a search has been made, and it has been discovered that this city in earlier times has revolted against the kings, and that rebellion and sedition have been perpetrated in it. There have also been mighty kings over Jerusalem who have ruled over all the provinces west of the Euphrates River, and tax, custom, and toll were paid to them. So now issue a decree to make these men stop work, so that the city is not rebuilt until a new command is issued by me. Beware of being negligent in carrying out this matter. Why should damage increase to the detriment of the kings? Verse 23, then as soon as the copy of King Artaxerxes' document was read before Rehum and Shimshai, the scribe, and their colleagues, they went up hurriedly to Jerusalem to the Jews and made them stop work by force of arms. Verse 24, then the work on the house of God in Jerusalem stopped. It was suspended until the second year of the reign of Darius. You want to know when I think the significant progress is going to be made on the wall? In the second year of Donald Trump's reign as president. Not this year. In the second year, because it says work stopped. What's interesting, too, is Donald Trump has put stop work orders out throughout the federal government. He's put out stop work orders. So this is following, in some ways, the blueprint of what we're seeing happen in Ezra. And stop work orders have been put out. And on top of it, they're saying the work didn't resume until the second year of the reign of Darius. Now, we can look at this another way. Then the work on the house of God in Jerusalem stopped. It was suspended until the second year of the reign of Darius. Well, the second term of Trump's reign started in January of 2025. So we can look at that as the second year now beginning the second term. Now, Ezra is about reformation. Ezra is about a people determined to reform in the middle of living in a corrupt system. And the church and the United States government is going through this season of reformation, excavation, and a rebuilding. And reformation means, the definition, to put or change into an improved form or condition, to amend or improve by change of form or removal of faults or abuses, to put an end to an evil by enforcing or introducing a better method or course of action, to induce or cause to abandon evil ways. Nehemiah 13:30 says, "Thus I cleansed and purified them from everything foreign, pagan, and I defined the duties of the priests and the Levites, each one in his task." So it was a season of defining. So in the church, it's a season of reformation and a season of defining what shepherds are, a season of defining what the church should be and what the church shouldn't be. Define the duties of the priests and Levites, each one in his task. And I provided for the wood offering at appointed times and for the first fruits. Oh my God, please remember me for good. That was Nehemiah 13:30. Interestingly enough, this verse 30 is about cleansing and purification. And Jesus Christ was 30 years old when he was baptized in the Jordan and purified to be sent into ministry. And we are now in a season of, in order for reformation to happen, there has to be a cleansing and a purification of the church. There has to be a cleansing and a purification of the government. And all of this takes place with Ezra and Nehemiah because God in his sovereign goodness keeps putting these things into Nehemiah's heart, into Ezra's heart, into their head, and protecting the establishment, protecting what he has established them to be again and again. And back in the 16th century, in the early 16th century, a seismic shift occurred within the Christian church, and it forever altered the structure of the church and the influence. And this period was known as the Reformation. And it was marked by profound theological disputes and revolutionary ideas that challenged the current authority, which was the Catholic Church. Abuses such as the sale of indulgences or spiritual privileges by the clergy and other charges of corruption undermined the church's spiritual authority. So it was a time where abuses were taking place. Leaders were taking advantage in many areas. It was compromising the church, and they were indulging in privileges they shouldn't have been. Same thing for the government. Same thing happens in the government. Let's see how long. 50 plus years ago, the government in this nation begins selling its own indulgences. So you have the Reformation that happened centuries ago in the 16th century. And you have, over 50 years ago, the government of this nation embarked on a selling of their own indulgences. November 3rd, 1961, USAID is born, which was a large branch on a huge tree. And USAID was the government's way of selling indulgences. Just as in the 16th century during the Reformation, the selling of privilege indulgences was challenged. That was 64 years ago. Our government entered into the time of USAID and handing out indulgences and partaking in abuse of a magnitude that USAID has become one of the biggest scandals in history as far as what USAID was being paid out to that is now completely being uncovered, including Politico not paying a single person a couple of weeks ago because it was tied to USAID. Now, with both the church and the government, they wandered from the government and foundational principles. Too many man-made loopholes and ideologies entered. So with the Reformation, with the church, and with the government, both wandered from the original covenant and foundational principles, and they made too many man-made loopholes and created too many ideologies that were in opposition to the word of God. But they tried to convince the people it was of God. We are currently now in the 21st century. And 5 centuries later, there is a similar reformation happening in the church. There is a simultaneous reformation happening in the government and the church. The church is supposed to be adorned like a bride. I had a pastor friend say this, and I thought about this, and then I just thought about it a little more. The church is supposed to be adorned like a bride. And instead, the showmen, the Simon, the sorcerers, and those that lurk in the dark shadows pretending to be light were the whole time raising her skirt, lowering her shirt, were assaulting the church and making her look like a lady of the night and a side piece rather than an adorned bride. This is what has been happening that has led us to this crescendo of this reformation now happening. That instead of the church being adorned like a bride and being treated as such, the showmen, the Simon, the sorcerers, and those that are lurking in the dark shadows that were pretending to be light, the whole time were raising the church's skirt, lowering her shirt, assaulting her, and making her look like a lady of the night, a side piece, and making her look like the problem. And I'm going to tell you, the Lord with fire is returning holiness to the church in this season. The Lord with fire is returning it because we are at that crescendo where the church has been treated like a side piece long enough because too many shepherds took one. Too many shepherds decided to take a side piece, decided to take indulgences, decided to consume what they shouldn't consume. And they turned the church into something to be prostituted out. And now it has reached a tidal wave wherein the government and the church in this time, it has been picked up in a tidal wave and God is crashing it down. Now, nobody's perfect. Don't get me wrong. We all are so far from perfect, it ain't even funny. But there has been a willful rebellion to pursue and treat the church like a side hustle, like a side piece, like a lady of the night. And this is why this reformation is now happening, and it's coming 5 centuries after the original one, and we're in the year 5785, a year of double. This is why it's coming 5 centuries later, prophetically, because the grace has thinned, and now double is being appropriated out for what they have done. And you have mud slung everywhere. and you have skeletons locked up, that the locks have been picked and now they've been let out. And you've got a reformation happening. In the middle of reformation, things get ugly. Things shake. They sift. There's a bit of chaos. There's accusation. There's challenging of the status quo. There's challenging of the indulgences. There's challenging of the promiscuity, of the spiritual harlotry, of the physical harlotry, of chasing after skirts instead of being at home. In the middle of Reformation, these things happen. And it's not only happening in the church, it's happening in the government, where the status quo is being challenged and ripped down faster than you could say USAID. The status quo of the FBI, CIA, Justice Department, governmental agencies, is being challenged. Every dime they've spent is being challenged and reformed, because the church and the government have intersected in this time to be cleared out by God, because one needs the other. One needs the other. And right now, the church can't yell about the depths of the filth in the government if the same thing is going on there. Where in the book of Ezekiel, God takes Ezekiel and he shows him the abominations, I believe it's chapter 7 or 8, in what's going on in the church. Come, let me show you the abominations going on behind closed doors that nobody sees, except God opened the door and now everyone's seeing it. And the church can't cry the filth coming out of the government if the same geyser of filth is coming out of the church. We are supposed to be the standard right now. This is why God is cleaning this up. This is why this is an Ezra and Nehemiah moment for the church. This is why it's intersecting with the reign of Cyrus and Darius, because Nehemiah and Ezra were doing that spiritual reformation in the middle of a ruling king, two of them, two terms, that were positioned by God to clean things up and to favor his people of faith. And this is an Ezra Nehemiah reformation of the century that is going on right now. And this is why you see the church getting cleaned out at the same time. This is why you see the plot to put advisors in there that are really going to hinder the work of Darius, hinder the work of Donald Trump. And this is why God's got to sift the administration, because he loves Donald Trump and it's for his good, not for his harm. And now you're going to see, at the same time, you saw it begin to percolate, but it is going to bust open this year, boil over and spill out, a reformation in the media, a reformation in Hollywood, a reformation in the music industry, a reformation amongst the governor's position in this nation, and a reformation among the leadership of Europe, because that dark veil is ready to tear over that continent. And when that veil tears, the glory of God is going to touch down on Europe. It is coming. This is why you see this moving, the direction it's moving. And this is why you see the enemy running scared right now. And you see crashes. And you see threats. And you see strange things happening. And God giving warnings about Doge. I gave a word from the Lord to Elon Musk. I put it out publicly. I suggest he heed it. Because those that are coming and going, I'm like you. I'm a cultural Christian. I want what's best for this too. And Ezra and Nehemiah are rolling their head going, oh, no, you don't. We know what you are. We know what you stand for. You may look like it on the surface, but we know who you are. And the second they were found out, they went and they worked against Ezra, Nehemiah, and Darius. This is why you really got to pray for discernment on who to trust and what to do. Because you're seeing a reformation in broadcasting. You're seeing a reformation in the church, in the media, in Christian broadcasting. There is a cry for it because the fire of the Holy Ghost is returning to the pulpits of America in this season. And as the Black Robe Regiment preach with the fire of God from the pulpits while standing against tyranny, so the shepherds and the breed of warrior God has ordained from this time will preach with the fire and the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And not care what others think, but speak the truth of the one true living God. Because God has seen the filth thrown all over his bride. And this is the Hosea Gomer moment for the church and the government. It is the Hosea Gomer moment where God is coming back to get the wandering harlot that covenant was made with, to take that harlot back and to clean it up and to make it righteous before him. This is the Hosea Gomer moment of the church. It's the Hosea Gomer moment of the government. Where every harlotry our wicked government sold out, God is moving on the hearts of advisors to go get it back. To go buy it back right off the slave block. Because if you don't think we were about to be sold as slaves, we were. And bought her back right off that slave block. After she had indulged in every delicate dainty that was deceit. And God is doing the same for the church in this time. And he's doing the same with the government. And he is moving on the most unusual of leaders in this time. And bringing shepherds into the government. And the prophetic. In order to go. And buy back what the enemy is trying to sell on the slave block. The enemy is trying to sell part of the church on the slave block. And God has come to cleanse it and buy it back in this time. And there's a lot of accusation flying around. And there's a lot of things coming out in the open. And God is bringing it to a point of crisis. In order to cleanse what has been put on the church for decades. The filth, the I think it's bid pro quo, play to pay to play, all of that that's been put on the church. The church is having that chain cut in this time. And those ministers that wanted to be part of that are being dealt with in this time and are seeing what they had becoming a vapor because they don't want to repent and they're running to publicists to protect their image instead of getting on their knees before Almighty God, repenting and coming with a humble heart and a contrite spirit and crying out to the Lord in this time for redemption. God is offering a window of redemption. Too many ministers are running to their publisher to redeem it. Because they got too many toys, too many mistresses. Too much financial corruption, too many issues. And that's being cleaned up. This is the Hosea Gomer moment for the church and the Ezra Nehemiah moment for the government. And they're intersecting. And I'll just read this to you, and then we're going to bring on Givaderm. So February 13th, 2025, I just delivered this word, and this is what it says. Leaders of the church, choose this day whom you will serve. Why do you falter between two opinions in this time? Falter has turned filth being smeared all over a bride. The church is facing their Hosea Gomer moment, says the Lord. They are facing it in this time as part of the church and its leadership has run to their lovers and violated my order, capital, says the Lord. Capitals, return unto me, and I, the Lord, will return unto you. For the old guard is being forced out, says the Lord. For many played the harlot and have fallen from a very high place. And now, says the Lord, a new breed of warrior is arising, unafraid to speak my truth, my fiery truth, unafraid to speak what I say, not running to dark channels on the web and compromised intel and channels, but hearing from me, the Lord of hosts, El Shaddai, and speaking it forth, even if it does not fit the happy, positive narrative that is dangerously attempting to come out in this time. Capitals, I am a God of truth, and truth has depth. Truth goes deep. Truth cuts to the heart of the matter. Truth makes the lie very uncomfortable. My truth, capital, is what is needed to rectify a church that sat on its laurels in 2016 and thought all was taken care of. And my people left their post and a plague hit the earth. Capitals, my people are gatekeepers. And if gatekeepers abandon the gate, the enemy will come and pick the lock and flood in darkness. That's God's warning to us for this time around. Nehemiah had to rebuild the gate. Why? Because they abandoned it. And the church abandoned it in 2016. And had the church done its job, we wouldn't have seen happened. Church has a chance to rectify that now with the Lord. And I suggest we take it. And government's been given a window of grace by God. And I suggest they take it and they run with it. And I suggest they let God, his word, his spirit of truth lead and not intellectualism. That's what I suggest. So praise the Lord. Let's bring on Give a Derm. They've been listening.
Hello.
You've got us all fired up over here.
Have we been listening? Man. What a powerful word.
We're ready to storm the castle.
My face is so hot. I feel the heat emanating off my face right now because when the presence of the Lord starts to hit me, I start to heat up.
I totally believe that. My goodness.
Yeah, that was so needed and so powerful. It's an anointed word. And boy, is it needed in this day. Oh, very, very much so. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I got a gift from you ladies.
Yes.
I did. There it is. Yep, there it is.
Yes.
We have these flowers for Noble.
Yeah.
So glad you got them.
I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah,
it was so sorry
what,
for your loss.
What a beautiful, beautiful life. I know that might sound silly, but it's not. Of course it's hard. And you did so much for him. And oh, he brought so much joy. And I just remember all those lovely pictures. We weren't able to see him whenever we went to the gala, but we were hoping to. But that's okay, because one day we'll all be together. And he'll be right there amidst us.
That's yeah, right. He came into my life at a time when Chris was in the hospital and he wasn't well.
Wow.
And the Lord sent this little pig, to teach me some things. And so I'm very grateful for that.
Wonderful. Oh, that is so beautiful.
Well, he always made us giggle too whenever we saw the video.
We could bathe him. We were headed up there to give him a bath with our new little prototype we're working on.
Yeah. Well, I guess the news is out. So we just tiny little side note. We are working on some animal shampoo and pet stuff. So
well, and
you inspired us.
Our girls gave us a run for our money on Valentine's Day because here it was wet and muddy and nasty. All four grandkids were here. We had a house full and they escaped. They went out and rolled in the mud. Oh, they were amazing.
I'll have to send you some photos.
Dirty.
It was it was pretty horrible. I mean, it was funny, but it was also like
they liked it.
Dogs love the mud.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know how Brenda's blonde. I mean, they pretty much all are blonde and golden.
They were brown and nasty.
So anyway, we had plenty of opportunity to try out our prototypes when it comes to the shampoo.
Yeah.
So
oh, they were super. They still smell good. There's no essence in it though. It's just clean. You can't mix essential oils with all kinds of stuff. So it's just simple, Simple recipe.
Oh, it's such a pretty shirt. Oh, look at you.
Yes, you look beautiful. Beautiful. But thank you for the Christmas gifts you gave those puppies.
Oh my gosh.
They sent their
I sent a boatload of Christmas presents down to my four since I'm the godmother.
You are
officially
you
and publicly of these four adorable dogs. I sent down a boatload.
Yes.
Well,
you
I'm gonna tell you this. I started out with what there was one package came and I was like, oh, this is so
sweet.
It's the Nyla Bone snacky bones that they can chew on. I was like, this is so generous. And then I just kept finding packages. I was
coming.
What's happening? Oh my gosh. I remember I was like, I think I'm gonna have as much fun as they are. And so like we just kept opening and opening and opening. And so then I of course I couldn't wait. And then I put them back in the bags that you had them wrapped in. Yeah. And then we actually put together a video for you to see them open them. So
yes, so be sure and watch that.
Who's it from? Did she send a card? To my dear God puppies, Merry Christmas. This is your first. Much love and hugs, your godmother Amanda Grace. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Enjoy your Risa latte. Oh, LOL from Amanda. Oh, you just look at you. You guys are so blessed. Look at this. Look, right here. Right here. What is this? What is it? It's a latte. There it is. It's a latte. Look, you guys are. Oh, there's another one. There's another one. You ready? What is it? It's another latte. What? It's another latte. She has lattes like we do. This is your first latte, guys. It's another one. It's another latte. Say, Auntie Amanda, you're the best. You're the best. And you know what we love to eat. And you know that we like to keep it simple. It's just chicken. No fillers, no nothing. Look at that. Oh my goodness. Look at this. Sit. Show her how you can sit. 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 Good job. Sit. 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 Good job. Is that just so yummy? Look. Come here. Oh, did y'all split one? You split one? Okay, well, okay. All right, well, that was good. See, show her you're sharing. Sit. 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 I know, me too. I want some chicken, too. Good night. Good night.
It's amazing. It just keeps coming, right?
You love the note.
What is it? It's a dog.
Ready? Are you guys ready?
What is it? Yeah. It's another duck. What? Yay! Thank you so much, Auntie Amanda! Yay! Merry Christmas!
That is so cute.
Oh, they had so much fun. It was crazy. Oh, I honestly almost got my hand hurt when they were trying to get some of the chicken. It was intense.
Millie was enthusiastic. Let's put it that way.
So it was great. They just love everything. They're still the other day, actually just yesterday, one of the lattes got stuck behind a chair and everything was kind of moving and sliding. And I was like, what are they doing? And they were trying to find the latte. So you've trained them well.
Yes.
I got the little like puppuccinos. Yeah,
you did. Right. You know, right.
I love it. I love it so, so much. Well, we also wanted to talk about our promo. It's going on until tomorrow at
President's Day.
We're so excited. So we're celebrating 47. We're giving away 25 $47 gift cards.
Ooh.
And it's you basically get an entry per dollar spent. And so we're so excited. And we've never done this before. So we're trying to follow in your footsteps of generosity. You know what I mean? And so so we wanted to make sure we take care of people. And so anyway, it's gonna run until tomorrow at 11 p.m. Central. So try to get all of your orders in
there you go
by then to
that's 1 o'clock, I think.
Eastern. Actually midnight Eastern. Yeah.
$47 gift card for 47 hours. So, because we love us some 47 now.
We're super excited.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That you're doing that.
Thank you.
Well, we're excited to celebrate it. So thank you for bringing the word today. It was just so good.
Oh, so powerful. So needed. So needed. Ooh. And the parallels are just amazing.
Yeah. They are. They're quite profound.
They are.
So, yes. So praise. I mean, you know, it's an interesting time for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And thank God my skin looks good doing it.
I was going to say, you look beautiful.
Yes, it does.
Oh, doing it.
That's right.
And I only use that's what I use. I use Givaderm. I use it twice a day. So I use it in the morning and I use it in the evening. And so we absolutely love it. Chris, now they have to send Chris his own box because he's stealing my stuff. So now Chris gets a box marked Chris now as well. So he's not taking my stuff. Otherwise he'll go, this is mine. This is mine. Right. This is mine.
That's right.
And I'm like not left with anything. So they're so kind and they send him a box.
So funny. Oh, you know what? Wonderful. Also, I almost forgot. We still have a few remaining mystery gifts as well. So anybody gets a free mystery gift. It's a pre-release of a product we're getting ready to actually bring into its full release. But any purchase of $75 or more, they're going to get this free mystery gift as well.
It was so popular that we ran out like right away. And so we upped our inventory. So we extended it. So it was very, 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 it's a little post Valentine's, but we thought, why not? Why not give everyone a little taste of what's to come.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're so excited. I love so much that we have to send Chris a separate box. It just makes me laugh every time.
But you know what? He looks good.
I mean, come on. Every time I see his skin, I'm like, what in the world?
I know.
It's so good.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your amazing testimonies for the line too, because our line is basically food-based. So it's like going on a healthy diet for your skin, except for your skin. And it's like with any lifestyle change toward all natural, getting chemicals out, getting live food in there, your body will show it the more you stay on it. Every day that passes that you stay on, then it shows. And that's for you and Chris both. It shows. The more you use it, the better you look and you glow. I mean, everybody's wanting Amanda's skin.
They're like, what's what's Amanda's secret? And we're like,
I use Givaderm. That's what
And they'll call me like, do you know what Amanda uses? And I'm like, I think the secret's out, but she uses everything and liberally. That's what she
does. Yeah, basically, you know? Yes.
Right.
That's
right.
The truth. You can use promo code ARC10 as well on your order. So please use that. You get a 10% discount.
Excited. Thank you for having us on today.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for the flowers and give the puppies a hug for me.
We sure will. By the way, they're Amanda. All pushing 50 pounds. So
yeah, just want to say they're not little. They
have us on our toes.
the Lord's funny like that, right?
Yeah, yes.
give Chris a big hug for us too.
I will. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, those were the Givaderm ladies. They're so wonderful and their puppies are so adorable and they make such an amazing product. And Chris uses it a lot. And Chris has not been feeling well, so please pray for him. I played Nurse Amanda all weekend. He was running a fever. I actually got a little concerned. Dr. Bartlett got involved. Praise God. He's better. But please pray for Chris because he's not feeling well and he's been a little out of it. And so I have had to up my game of keeping an eye on him and making sure he's okay. And I made him chicken soup over the weekend. Took care of some animals. So that's what I did over the weekend. And last night, the wind was whipping so much, up to 40 miles an hour. I checked the sheep house and the lights were on in there because either the wind or Joshua turned the lights on. We're not sure who did it yet. I have to go to the playback, but somebody turned the lights on in there. And at 11 o'clock, I'm going, I got to go out there. And Chris is going, you're not going out there. It's an ice skating rink. And I'm like, I have to go out there. And he's like, no, you're going to leave the light on. So basically, I left the light on till morning and kept checking the cameras throughout the night to make sure everybody was okay. And praise God, they were. So. Oh, well, this is where I'm going to end it for tonight because we've gone a little longer, But thank you everyone for hanging in there with us. Appreciate it. I'll be back on Thursday. So mark your calendars. I'm going to be seeking the Lord. I'm going to be seeking him about what's happening and what's going on and just some things that I'm noticing that I wanted to pray a little more about. So mark your calendars for Thursday. We'll be back. So thank you, everyone. Thank you to our moderators and our team. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalm 1, 23, 34, 35, and 51. We like to give you the word. We encourage you in the word. We want you to read the word. Speak the word. We want you to have it in your soul. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say it every single day, as well as Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way for a reason. And there is an order to that prayer that makes it so powerful and so just encouraging of the way we should be coming before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we just encourage you, armor up every single day, use your sword of the Spirit, get in the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.